President Barack Obama finally announced this week he would be sending an extra 30,000 American troops to Afghanistan in a bid to bring the US-led war there to a close. To further that end, Washington expects his partners in NATO to send at least another 5,000 troops, and governments in several NATO countries, including the Czech Republic, have already responded. However, as Rob Cameron reports, they'll first need to persuade a skeptical parliament in Prague.
Good evening. To the United States Corps of Cadets.
President Obama appeared before cadets at the West Point Military Academy on Tuesday evening to make his long-awaited announcement on increasing the U.S. military commitment in Afghanistan. It was a commitment, said the president, that was not open-ended.
As Commander-in-Chief, I have determined that it is in our vital national interest to send an additional 30,000 U.S. troops to Afghanistan. After 18 months, our troops will begin to come home. These are the resources that we need to seize the initiative while building the Afghan capacity that can allow for a responsible transition of our forces out of Afghanistan.
Foreign ministers from America's 27 NATO allies are currently meeting in Brussels to finalize their own troop increases. The Czech Defense Ministry says it's considering sending an extra 100 troops to complement its existing force of 332, most of whom serve as part of the provincial reconstruction team in Logar. Defense Minister Martin Bartak.
Specifically, we can put on the table two proposals that have been approved by Parliament but haven't yet been realized. That would be deploying the Arthur Artillery Detection Radar System with about 45 troops and increasing our participation in the operational mentor and liaison team that advises the Afghan National Army.
But while the military determination is strong, the political mandate is weak. Minister Bartak is part of a caretaker cabinet answerable to the two largest parties. The head of the Social Democrats, Jiří Paroubek, has already ruled out any troop increase. Even Jan Hamáček, the Social Democrat chairman of the Lower House Foreign Affairs Committee, who strongly supports the NATO operation, says the debate should be about what the extra Czech troops will do.
The question is where. If the ministry was willing to beef up the numbers that are actually training the Afghan forces, that is something I could imagine. On the other hand, if the defense minister speaks about some artillery hunting radar, which I don't really see why we should send such a piece of equipment to Afghanistan, then it means a demand for serious debate. So we should not focus on numbers. We should focus on what the troops would do there. And if it means that we would help to train the Afghan forces, I can imagine that. If it's just an attempt to take off the relevant number in some kind of a table, I don't think we should go that way.
Washington wants 10,000 extra troops from NATO, but that number is likely to fall short, reflecting sharp differences in commitment and resources among America's allies.
Rob Cameron with that report. Now, many in the Czech Republic were shocked